Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Yeah, I just shared a video from Sky News. It's crazy. This guy's actually on Sky News saying, yeah, they got all these organizations, these LGBTQ communities, standing with Hamas, an organization that if they went over, they would throw them off a building. They would kill them. We're at the civil rights era movement in the West Bank. This is like Jim Crow, and when I heard Ta-Nehisi Coates say it, I felt what he was saying because I didn't live during the Jim Crow South. I read about it. They're saying that like this whole like Gaza thing and all this stuff in the West Bank is like the Jim Crow stuff, and like the Palestinians are the black people and the Jews are the whites. Are you kidding me? You can't make this democratic crap up. Food banks are overwhelmed with the need for food, but don't worry, folks, it's okay. Biden's America is doing great. I'm going to get into Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. They're supposedly like top candidates. Oh, Lord help us. Tweedledum and Tweedle even dumber. I call people out. How dare you talk about... Yeah, my niece thinks because I'm a Christian. I call it like I see it. I see the facts. A white person could not be a Black Panther. A black person cannot be in the KKK. They cannot support the KKK. A gay person could never support Hamas. Well, they are. No, I mean, I don't know how they can considering they'd be being killed. Mega victory. Anti-mass migration populist Geert Wilders wins most seats in Dutch elections, and supposedly he's like the closest thing they will have to like a Trump, and we'll see if he can do anything or change anything to turn that country around. Grandma and man who met over accidental text invites others to Thanksgiving. So what you gotta do, man. That's awesome. Anonymous donor provides 12,500 Thanksgiving turkeys for Florida families. Ching. Think about that. That's just for Florida. 12,500 turkeys. You wonder how many... It's like you figure you get two breasts, that's one whole bird. I'm going to cry. Widow and mom of seven thanks Idaho Secret Santa for a generous gift. At least four injured after shots fired in Beaver Creek, Ohio Walmart. I'm going to get into so much more, but don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Meredith Boggs. Today's verse of the day comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, which says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. In the first part of this verse, we're instructed to rejoice always. Regardless of what is happening in our lives, despite any outcomes, our joy isn't contingent on our circumstances. While events take place that we may be powerless to, God's goodness, faithfulness, and sovereignty are unchangeable parts of who he is, and for that, we have reason to rejoice. The second part of this verse instructs us to pray continually. Paul's not referring to prayer in some formal or customary sense here, but a continuously flowing conversation with God. Prayer isn't about a specific physical posture, and it's not even tied to a certain place or time of the day. It's not even imperative that we verbalize these prayers because God hears our hearts, which means that we are never in a place where we cannot pray to him. We have constant and instant access to him, which is why we should pray continually. Finally, I love that we're not told to give thanks for all circumstances, but to give thanks in all circumstances. How powerful to have Paul, who was in prison multiple times during his missionary journey, giving us this commandment to give thanks in all circumstances. This reframes our focus, whether it's adversity we're facing or prosperity or reaping, because gratitude changes us from the inside out. It recenters our attention and devotion on the one who created and sustains us. So how can you rejoice today, even if it feels counterintuitive? What's going on in your life right now that you can talk to God about in prayer? How can you give thanks to him in hardships even today?
Think about that as you're going through your day today. And that Sky News thing that I've seen, some of it, I love Sky News because they call it out. You know, when they have tons of LGBTQ people standing with Hamas, and this guy goes, well, if they were to go to Iran and Palestine and all that, you know, where this group originates from, they'd be murdered. They'd be thrown off a building. They'd be killed. They do not those Hamas people, and that Muslim, a true Muslim, does not support gays or lesbians. In a true Sharia law society, you'd be murdered. You'd be killed. So all these people that, you know, think that, oh, yeah, that's what gets me. This is facts, folks. People that call Trump Hitler stand with Hamas now that would kill a Jew. Sad. It's nuts. You can't, it's stupidity at its finest. I have people that basically say, well, you can't say that. Hey, my niece, I've had people tell me, you're a Christian. Like, Muslims would kill a Jew. Muslims would kill gay people. If you were gay and you went over to their country openly gay, they would throw you off a building. You would not survive. That's fact. That's not me being anti-anything. That's not me, well, how dare you speak? Well, that's the truth. When I was a kid, you could have unlocked trucks with guns in the back, in a gun rack, fully loaded shotguns. And people didn't kill. People didn't murder. We had a thing called Jesus Christ. We had morals. We had values. Not today. From the river and from the sea, Palestine shall be free. These kids are chanting this. What sea? What river? What does it matter? What does it matter? So what happens to the Jewish people? What happens to Israel? If Palestine is free, what happens? They don't know anything. I've said it before, like these kids, and I've talked about this before in the program, when Trump was president, when they were in New York, and they're like, how dare he block people from, like, certain countries they didn't allow, they had travel bans. How dare Trump have a travel ban? And he goes, I'm going to have a party at your house, okay? I'm going to bring some friends over with your permission. I will pay for everything and anything. You want it, we'll have it. Well, I want to make sure that the people coming to my house are good. Okay, good? So you want to vet them? Yeah. Well, that's what Trump's doing. He wants to make sure that people are vetted so that we know who's coming into our country, so that they're safe. They have, go to Canada. Okay, if you have a felony on your record, in most cases, you can't even enter Canada. They have restrictions to keep Canadians safe. These kids don't know anything. From the river, from the sea, Palestine shall be free. Well, what happens to the Israel and Jews and all that? If Palestine's free, what happens? I don't know. From the river, from the sea, which sea, what river? Why does it matter? Like that guy that was on Sky News Australia. He was incredible. How in the heck can you, as a LGBT person, support Hamas? Go to their country. They would throw you off a building. That's People want Sharia law here. People want to have their freedom. It's amazing how people, my freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. You have the right to say what you want to say, as I have the right to say what I want to say. I don't ever want to live in Sharia law. I don't agree with the LGBT community, but they have rights. It's just sad that we live in a country now where men are beating, men are breaking women's records. There was one recently where some man broke like five. He was a man and couldn't do anything, so he became a woman, and he broke like all these swimming records. And someone actually, a news reporter goes, let's call a spade a spade. It's not trans anything. It is a man who is no good, who comes and try, and I'm going to compete as a woman. And it's sad that women have to get undressed with a man in the locker room. And if they don't condone it or don't agree with it, they're the problem. Yeah, 6 out of 7 times when we get a shower, he's got a, excuse my French, a hard-on. He's got an erection. You need to support him. He's going through troubling times because, no, he's just a sexual pervert that wants to be in the women's locker room. He isn't good enough to compete against his own sex, so he has to pretend he's a woman so he can, you know, God created two genders. We didn't have 55 million genders. We didn't have people pretending they were something else. I would have gotten help when I was that age if they said, hey, this kid wants to, thinks he's a chick and wants to get in the women's locker room. Yeah, we're going to have you see the school counselor. We're going to have you get some help. Yeah. The priest, when I went to Catholic school, would have been like, okay, we need to have a talk. Hey, what's going on, buddy? Where did it go? Here we go. Isaiah 12:4, in that wonderful day you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the nations what he has done, let them know how mighty he is. Yeah, we don't seem to do that anymore. Well, you can't talk about, well, everything else is acceptable except of Jesus Christ. You can't talk about him. You can't, you know, this is, this nation that we've grown up in, it's changed. You know, when I grew up, you gave God thanks and praise. Excuse me, yeah, you're offending me by praying. Will you stop, please? I just call it like I see it. When you have, right now, Bowman, the West Bank is like Jim Crow South, and Israel won't have security without Palestinian freedom. I can't believe the same people that called Trump a Jew-killing Nazi stand with an organization that is 50 times worse than Hitler would be. Hamas would make Hitler look like a good guy. You can't make this, this is on TV. I still remember there was a clip where they go, when Joe Biden said that if you have to decide whether you're voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black. He never said that. Yes, he did. And they pulled up the clip, and you see the guy walking away going like, because they don't know anything. They don't. From the river, from the sea, Palestine will be free. What happens to Israel? God's chosen people, what happens? What happens to them? What river? What sea? Why does that matter? I don't know. I was just told to read this stuff. I don't know what it means. I was just told to chant this stuff. I don't know. I don't understand. Trump's a newsie. Yeah, I know he is. But I stand with Hamas. What is Hamas? I don't know. Don't talk to me. I don't know anything, and you're going to make me look bad. Psalms 148. This is where I grew up in. Praising the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Every created thing, give praise to the Lord. For he issued this command, and they came into being. Yeah, we gave God grace and thanks and praise for everything. Not today. If you got health care, man, if you're see, that's the problem. Back in my day, okay, folks, yeah, Mrs. Johnson, she's not doing so well. We're going to pray for her. You didn't have no shot, no medications for some of this stuff. Okay, we're going to pray for her. Stomach ain't, you know, I think we had a better society because we didn't have medicines and vaccines to rely on for some things. We had Jesus Christ. If you have the faith, just as small as the size of a mustard seed, and you say to that mountain, move, and it shall move, thus says the Lord. That's why, like, want to pray for me? Great. Do you have faith the size of a mustard seed that God can move mountains? Move. Not today. Not today, folks. But it's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. We got government. We don't need God. We got government. It's the other G. Psalms 119. 10. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in the laws such as in riches. I will study your commandments, and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word. Think about that. Think about that. Don't worry. God will take care of me. Now, I wish more people. I posted a thing where it has like these people covered in snow and at a football game, and they're sitting there. If our churches had people with that much passion, that much devotion, imagine what we could do. I've sometimes wanted to see, hey, we do intercessor prayer on Tuesday nights. If anyone from any church wants to join us, we just pray. And then sometimes I wonder, well, they don't pray like we do. He prays out loud, and we just, you know, he walks around, you know, we come to pray. However you pray, this is what you're going to come to do. Don't sit there and, well, that's not, well, you can't, you know, if you don't believe in speaking in tongues, you this or that or whatever, then that's you. You do you, boo-boo. But this is facts. Yeah, I've been in Psalms a little bit. Psalms, what is this? Yeah, I've been reading a lot of Psalms lately. Psalms 89. I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with holy oil. I will steady him with my hand. With my powerful arm, I will make him strong. His enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked empower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. My faithfulness and unwilling love will be with him, and my authority will grow in power. See, in my day, we didn't have miracles for everything. We had prayer. Yeah, Bob Barker, Sprite, and chicken noodle soup and crackers, and you had prayer. I mean, God works in mysterious ways. A grandma and man who met over accidental text invites others to Thanksgiving. There's a Bible story that went viral, and they kind of met by an accidental text, and he's black and she's white. Not that that matters, but just for the context of the story, if you don't know, and they become friends, and they're from Prescott, Arizona, and they're going to have, they're inviting people, strangers, to the table. It's awesome, man. It's cool. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's just one of those things, folks. You can't make this stuff up. You know, I had a guy write me one time. He's like, well, I can't believe you say some of the stuff I say. I'm like, well, first of all, I have freedom of speech, as do you. But at the same time, where am I wrong? Show me where I'm wrong in anything I say. When you have people that don't know anything that are chanting and cheering, when you have people, okay, this guy killed millions of his own people, and you have a flag supporting him with his image on it, you're supporting this guy? See, you can leave America if you don't like it here. You know, go to North Korea, you can't just leave. You can't just go anywhere. If you're lucky enough to have a cell phone, at any time, a government minder can check your cell phone to make sure there's nothing illicit on there, and it, like, saves everything. I mean, it's, yeah. And it's their phones. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and this is, I mean, and I can see Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, or Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama, or Kamala Harris and Michelle Obama running as president. I can see that. Trust me, I've been called a racist because I don't like Barack Obama, but I stand with Ben Carson. Yes, you're racist. Well, one of the greatest Americans was Martin Luther King Jr. How am I racist? You're a racist. You don't like me. And then they don't comment. They just, you're a racist. No, that's what's wrong with this nation. This nation is summed up by one thing. Call everything racist until you control it and own it. It's amazing. Where people want to shut me up and keep me from speaking my mind, my facts, my opinions. But, oh, you want to shut me down? But you think that they're never going to censor you? Just wait till this. I don't know how you can support anything this government's doing. I don't know how anyone in America can. The people that support Joe Biden, they will not. They can't tell you one thing he's done that's great. They can't tell you anything. As soon as they know that you're you're a conservative trying to find, have them just legitimately have a conversation to try to get one thing that Joe Biden's done great, they walk away. Shut up, and they take off running because he hasn't done anything. Hamas is attacking Israel. Russia and Ukraine are at World War III, folks. But don't worry, folks. It's great. Gas is down to $3.25 a gallon, national average. Down from over $5 a gallon when I took office. Nope, it was $1.87 when November 6th happened. Don't worry. That's the problem. I've had people, this is all you talk about. This ain't not... Sorry if the main thing in the news right now are people that are supporting Hamas who can't support Hamas. Anyone can support Hamas. Okay. Well, I guess a black person could support the KKK. They could support neo-Nazis. I don't know why they would, because they would want to kill them. I don't know how they can support that. Like that Sky Sport Australian news anchor was the truth. I loved him. How can these people support Hamas? They would throw them off a building. They make no sense. They don't understand anything. These kids don't know anything. From the river, from the sea, Palestine will be free. What river? What sea? Why does that matter? I don't know. They don't know anything. They just chant whatever they're told. They're not educated. They don't know anything. I guarantee if you ask them what the nation's capital is called, they couldn't tell you because they don't know. I wish they did know. I wish they were educated. They're going to call the ex-president a Nazi, but they're going to stand with a organization that's even worse than Nazis when it comes to the Jewish population. This is what's going on in our world. And don't worry, folks. I honestly think a Kamala Harris like Michelle Obama would eat that crap up. I guarantee you that college kids would go, if you had a Kamala Harris and like Michelle Obama, they could say death to America. They could be their campaign could be anti-American, and you would have kids voting for them. You would have a line around the block 50 miles long to vote for those two, and they could come out anti-American. They could come out with the slogan, down with America, up with Harris and Clinton. Up with Harris and Hillary, down with America. And kids would vote for it. Kids would be all over that. Oh my God, how dare you? You're not American. They don't want America. Like Joe Biden. He said on day one, I'm getting rid of America first. How dare you? I don't understand this world. Like this one teacher said, 7 years ago, you didn't have half the population in the schools confused about what sex they were. That's called being programmed. That's called when you're having issues, when you're developing and you're going up to be an older man or an older woman, and you're having changes to your body. Guess what? That's normal. No, it's not normal. It's because you're confused. You don't know. I think you're a giraffe. Really? I need a camelplasty? Yes. Yes. Mom, the student counselor said I need a camelplasty. There's a doctor that can do plastic surgery to make me into a camel. Great, son. We're going to make sure you get thrown into prison right away so that the taxpayers of this fine state can pay for it. That teacher is so true. 7 years ago, you didn't have half the students confused about what gender they are, what animal they are. They didn't exist. They're being indoctrinated. It's sad that this is front page news right now. It's sad. It's sad that you have people supporting an organization, Hamas in Palestine, and they don't have a clue what they stand for. They're not educated. We learned. You may not like what happened, and I can't control what they did back in the 1800s. But guess what, folks? like I said, with like Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton being top candidates, if Joe Biden doesn't run in 2024, they could come out anti-American in their campaign slogan, and you would have kids lined up around the block for miles to vote for him. But look at Joe Biden on day one, said, I'm going to get rid of America first. And he got supposedly tons of votes. I don't know the way this country is going and the way everything is costing. Dollar Tree is up 25% inflation. From $1 to $1.25, everything's gone up. Most people, and we're getting into this God and clock society, and what I mean by that is I know people that have more money than they know what to do with, and then there's people that wonder where their next bill's coming from. I know people that have 2 and 3 and 4 houses and go on 5 vacations every year, and I know people that don't know where their next meal's coming from. I mean, I want to get back to a time where there's 2 genders, male and female, and we put the Bible first and we put God first. That's why we were so much better back in the day, because we didn't have all these medications. Okay, I want someone to pray for me. And when you pray for me, you better have the faith the size of a mustard seed that can move mountains. Because if you have any doubt or fear, I don't want you to pray for me. When I pray for someone, I make sure, I know God can move mountains. There's times where I get frustrated when it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I can't find something and I'm half out of it and God convicts me throughout the day. What were you doing? I was there. I had your back. I'm always with you. Psalms 85. The Lord, you poured out blessings on your hand. You restored the fortunes of Israel. I forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins. You held back your fury. You kept your blazing anger. Now restore us again, O Lord of our salvation. Put aside the anger against us once more. You will be angry with us always. You will prolong your wrath to all generations. You won't receive us again so your people can rejoice in you. Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I grew up in a different world. I grew up where, like if you read the Bible, Jesus was around all these people. The difference is, they changed. He didn't. Now you have these churches that stand with, oh, we have to be accepting of everyone. Well, Jesus accepted all these different people, but they changed. He didn't. Jesus didn't go to the wretched and the poor and all the sinners, and he changed. No, they changed. And that's the thing. They changed, not him. That's the problem. We have these churches today that have LGBTQ pride flags and stuff. You have the Catholic Church now that goes against the biblical teachings that, oh, if you're gay, you can actually get baptized so that you can, under certain conditions. Jesus would support the sinner, not the sin. That's what the Bible says. That's the word. And the word is yes and amen. Like that teacher said, there was none of this stuff going on by the, there was one or two people that may have said, hey, I think I'm gay or lesbian, but there wasn't the thousands of kids. And it's sad because we've gotten God out of everything. You can't have God in school. You can't have God in the government. You can't have God here. You can't have, oh, well, sir, we don't like people praying at our restaurant. Sorry, folks. Well, then I will take my business elsewhere. You have the freedom to not want people to have a gun in your establishment. You have the freedom to not want people to pray, and I have the freedom to spend my money. There used to be a Second Chance app. I loved it because you could actually take and spend your money where you felt led. I mean, across this world, you have tons of like pro-Trump type people winning elections in other countries. Because people are tired of being controlled and run and being told what they can and cannot say and what they can and cannot do. It's just amazing. Like that grandma and man who met over a text, an accidental text, they're having other people and they're inviting them to Thanksgiving. Maybe that's a spark that's gonna flow. You have an anonymous donor that provides 12,500 turkeys just for people in Florida. 12,500, that's just Florida. Imagine how many turkeys are around the world. I mean, more of this is going to start happening because most people can't afford to eat. It's scary. But this country is doing so wonderful. It's doing so great. So this country is doing great when we put God first and we watched him work. And we gave him thanks and we gave him praise. Not now. You know, most people just praise God when they win, not when they lose. I mean, this is just crazy. Don't worry, folks. I just want to keep spending. Well, the whole point of all this is they want to take God out of the equation. They want to collapse the dollar, and they want to blame capitalism. They have all these people that say Trump is a threat to our democracy. Trump is a threat. This is, you know, Christians are a threat to our democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. And if you can't even distinguish that fact, if you're going to say that there was a lady that said that if you wore a mask during the pandemic, you're a right-wing extremist. No, that doesn't mean you're... I know people that were conservative that got the vaccines and the shots and were overly precautious. That's their choice. That's their choice. At least 4 people shot and injured at a Beaver Creek, Ohio Walmart. More violence. This isn't even Chicago. 4 injured after shots fired at a Beaver Creek, Ohio Walmart. I feel sad that I feel like I have to carry my gun with me a lot just for protection. It's sad that when I grew up in an age where you had unlocked trucks with shotguns in them and no one would touch the guns, no one would touch the shotgun. Not today. Now people would murder. People would grab the gun. And when I was a kid, we made fun of everybody at school, but everybody made fun of us. Everyone made fun of everyone. Everyone gave each other crap. That was what you did. It was fun. But it was just for, we laughed at each other. We laughed at each other. I can make fun of this person. He can make fun of me. And it was all fun and games. No one took anything seriously. It's just a different world. We had morals and values. If I got in trouble at school, I got a wooden paddle to my rear end. Then when I got home, I got a wooden paddle to my butt. Not now. Oh, you can't discipline a kid. How dare you? Excuse me? That's what's wrong with this population. You have kids that don't know what gender they are. They've never been disciplined. They don't know any consequences. And they don't know God. Oh, I can steal $2,000 and still get away with it? Yep. Can't do anything about it. I just opened this up. I want to see if I can find. There's a thing I used to do where I just open up the Bible and just go to a verse and read it. And I'm in 2 Samuel chapter 2. After this, David asked the Lord, "Should I move back to one of the towns in Judah?" "Yes," the Lord replied. Then David asked, "Which town should I go to?" "To Hebron," the Lord asked. The Lord answered. David's 2 wives were Ammonoah from Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel. So David and his wives and his men and their families all moved to Judea, and they settled in the villages near Hebron. And I always believe that when the verse kind of didn't really make sense, it was to make you think about life in general. Like, what could that, you know? And that's one of those things. We live in this different world. And I don't understand. Oh. When we have a diversity and an inclusion thing, and Biden wants to spend $114 million at the Pentagon on this, I think it's just wanting to spend money. In fact, I joke, how can I be a part of this global warming thing and like the climate change stuff? Oh, we got organizations. Oh, I want to be able to, I guess you don't understand, I want to fly to these climate conferences, these crisis conferences, and privately or jets and have mansions and live like, and do everything that goes against what the climate crisis thing stands for, but don't worry, it's okay. It's just crazy. But that's just where we live in, folks. That's what they want to do. Let's just spend money willy-nilly. But that's the problem. You have the same people that, oh, I'll pay more on my taxes for this and this and this. Well, Biden just wants to spend $114 million for no reason. It makes no sense. You know, they don't understand. Okay, if you want to fix the roads, oh, they're going to do a stimulus package just to fix the roads. Well, then why are you paying a tax, a tire tax, to fix the roads? Where's that money going? Where's this money going? Where's that money going? Oh, don't worry. All these taxes that are supposed to clean the rivers and streams and roads and fix all this stuff up. Why do we have all those taxes if they're just going to spend money willy-nilly? But it's okay, folks. It's okay. The government's going to solve every... No, it doesn't say the government's the way and the truth and life, and no one can get to the Father except in me. It says, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one can get to the Father except in me. And that's Jesus Christ. That's what's wrong with this nation. There's no consequences anymore. People don't know any. They don't. There's no discipline. There's no consequences. How dare you spank a kid? Maybe it would wake them up. Don't do this. Nope. Can't do that. You can't do this. Can't do that. How dare you? How dare you try to discipline a kid? Teach them right from wrong. What do you think? If there's $1,000 they can steal before they get any punishment, okay, great. What do you think places like California are being looted like crazy? Places are finally starting, okay, well, and some places like, screw this, I don't care if it's $1,000 or less. I'll take whatever I want to. If it's over $1,000, well, come after me. Good luck. And a lot of companies, especially around here, CVS, if you were to take something from CVS and try to walk out of here, my mom, and I've actually asked an employee, and they said, well, we're just told to let them go, that let the police and the insurance handle it, because either way, the insurance will reimburse us, and just let the police handle it, call the cops and say, hey, this guy in this car stole this stuff, and let him handle it. You're not supposed, because you can get in trouble by trying to do something yourself and being a hero. And it's sad that we've come to a society where people just walk in and take stuff and walk right out. Like, I'm on a Jensen Sense fragrance group, and this, when I showed pictures of like these cheap fragrances, like Beverly Hills Polo Club fragrances, these cheap fragrances that are synthetic, and they're in like a locked case, and you have to get someone, and when you get, I want this bottle, and it's like $6, they take it to the front and go to register 3, and they'll be there waiting for you, and you can pay for it when you check out. And I'm like, dude, this guy goes, I go to places where you can get, where they have polling that's not even locked up. They have like a security thing around it that they have to take off, but. It's just, it's a different era. I guess I don't understand. But then I grew up in a totally different area. I mean, the era I grew up in, you can't offend me. There's some, like when we grew up with the rap group NWA. If you know what it stands for, you do. If you don't, look them up. That's what I grew up hearing. I remember they went to a college one time and they played Martin Short on Saturday Night Live. They did a skit, King Tut. And for some reason, the college kids could not believe that King Tut skit was allowed to be on television. They lost it. I forget what the heck they said the reason was. And it's like, that's why I grew up, that's why I love South Park so much, because they made fun of everybody. Scientologists, Catholics, Mormons, Jews. They made fun of every person, every ethnicity, every religion, everything. And it was for funs. It was for the fun of it. Like when Carlos Mencia, he's a immigrant from Mexico. He's a famous comedian. He did the Stereotype Olympics. And it was hilarious. And he goes, I'm an immigrant. I come here from another country. If you can't laugh at your own, I can make fun of Mexicans because I'm a Mexican. And it was, and the things he would, it was just so true. He goes, the Bible had to have been written by a woman because a man would have kept it short and sweet. And it was a time when you can have fun, and now a kid gets made fun of in school and he takes a gun and he goes there and blows people away. When people made fun of me at school, it was for fun, and you would make fun of them back and you would pick on everyone. I would pick on my buddy Ty. Ty would pick on me. Mike would pick on Ty. Ty would pick on Mike. Everyone made fun of everyone and picked on everyone. It was fun. And if you ever, and if someone hurt you, yeah, that's not cool. Because I had a couple of times where people offended, people kind of said things that, hey, you know, I had people in the Holocaust. Yeah, I'm Jewish. Not, I have Jewish in me, but I'm Polish. And, oh, I didn't know that. Sorry. You know, it's like, it's all cool. I'm just letting you know. You didn't offend me or anything, but just so you know. Just this world, it's a different world. You know, I grew up in, okay, you want to get healed? Believe, pray. And it's a different society we live in. It's a different world we live in. We were taught, we were educated. You're going to learn how to write cursive so you can learn to read the founding documents. So you know, you're going to learn about the 50 states. You're going to learn about the different things. You're going to learn about the history, whether it's right, wrong, and different. This is what happened. There were many states in the South that wanted to have, they didn't want the government to tell them how to run their state and how to run their thing, just like in California. If they support medical cannabis, great. The government shouldn't interfere in that. Like Ohio said, hey, we're going to pass legislation for medical cannabis, and we don't want the government to interfere. We want to see if it's regulated and this and that. What happens? There is massive evidence, if you've ever heard of hallucinogenic mushrooms or LSD, in correct medical doses and very highly controlled amounts, it's showing great promise. There are people who have been schizophrenic, bipolar, they have all kinds of manic depressant, all kinds of things, and they're showing promise of them being cured. Not taking it forever, but taking a very controlled dose under medical conditions, medical grade, and they're taking people that were manic depressant and healing them, bipolar, curing them. And it warrants more study, because just like it can cure some people, it may not be a cure-all for everyone. Just like CBD is an amazing medication. Some people it works like wonders. Some people it doesn't. I know people that, oh, I've used CBD and it did nothing. And there are other people that have used it and they had constant seizures and stuff and they don't have them anymore. So it's, you know, and it's one of those. And the more you know about your history, like I've met people that like only know 9/11 from a history book. I'm like, are you kidding me? I almost was going to be in New York on 9/11, but I decided to come back to Indiana and work. But yeah. We need to have more. It's sad that we need an anonymous donor to do 12,500 Thanksgiving turkeys. Because back in the day, one income household could provide for a family of four with a house, a car, and college for two kids. I'm glad that we have people like this. I mean, because there are there are people like Mark Zuckerberg that could do this 10 times over and not even dent his pocketbook. There are people like him and Jeff Bezos that could sit there and donate millions of dollars. And it would be like, I mean, they could probably someone like Jeff Bezos could probably take $40 million and that would be like a 10% tithe to them. And that's, you know, that's why when we give $50, it's more than the million they would give because that million might not even be 0.5% of their income. But you say, oh, well, he gave $1 million. That's awesome. Well, yeah, but, I mean, when my $50 is more than his, you know, when I don't have the $50 to begin with and I'm trusting on God to provide and I give $50 because that's my only $50 and I've done that before and he's got $200 million in the bank and he's giving $1 million away. I would rather support the person that gave the $50 because he gave all he had. Sort of like the woman with the alabaster jar. Well, you could sell that and have income for a year and you could have divvied it and helped a lot of people and she took it and she poured it over Jesus's feet and washed them with it and the people that really could have, and that was all she had and that's what she did. And look at what the people that had all the money and what did they do? That's what you need to be. Like that Arizona where those two strangers that met by an accidental text and have Thanksgiving, now they have more people. More people coming together. Come on. Let's get more strength. That's what this world needs. That's why I loved West Virginia. When you went there, no one had their phones out. No one was on their earbuds. No one had their stuff on. They were just listening to the sounds of the world. And, hey, how you doing? You could walk down the street and say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? And they'd say, hey, what's going on? Like when we went to that Veterans Memorial. At that Walmart, that lady came out to us and we talked for like 20 minutes. You would go to talk to someone like where I'm from. Most people, some people would be okay with that. Other people like, are you, what? Like, do I know you? Are you okay? You know, when I grew up, and I've said this 100 times, we had our neighbor's house keys and they had ours. Now there's family members, you probably wouldn't have them give you a house key. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do. I hope you wake up, and I hope you... I just try to get the facts out there. Don't listen to me. Do your research. If you don't believe in the Bible, investigate the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ like Lee Stovall did and prove us wrong. You're going to find out the evidence is overwhelming for our faith. If you don't believe certain things, look it up. Like that guy said from Sky News Australia, These people are supporting Hamas, and you know what Hamas would do to those people? It's sad. It's sad we have to live in a world where we need with hate and violence. It's sad. But all my anti-war friends aren't, we're never saying, hey, thank God for Trump, we're not at war. But guess what? Where are we now? At war. We're at war. I don't know what people are going through in their day. I try to show, where I work, I try to show kindness when I'm in the line. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? That's what I try to do. I try to be that light when I can. I try to let people know, hey, I try to be like Jesus. What would he do? Love the sinner and not the sin. He would have people come to him. They would change. He wouldn't. He would change the world. You know? Like my buddy Zach, I tried to, hey, Emil's on me. No, I got, man, no, it's on me, brother. You ain't gonna rob me of a blessing, you know? And that's what I try to do, help people out. You've helped me. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I just got under 2 minutes left. Oh, thank you so much. It's nice to see people coming together, strangers for Thanksgiving. A stranger donating $12,000—that must be like a Donald Trump or something, because that would be a lot of money. Because you take about—let me do the math on that. Let me see here. That would be, let's say, about $30 for a turkey times 20,000. You're talking about $360,000. Not bad. I mean, that's awesome. Maybe we need to get back to that. This is a society where everyone helps everyone. You know? While the government wins, you lose. That's why I put my hope and faith in Jesus Christ and not in man. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And you never know. Everyone you meet by purpose, not by accident. And with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Be there for someone else, because you never know when you might need to be there and have someone there for you. God bless you all, and until next Wednesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.